Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we have Robert Griswold with us today of Ready Made Resources. And in case you haven't figured out, his specialty is survival. But he's also really good because of past experiences in data and event analysis. And we get to compare notes. And we have him on regularly. And he comes on our TV show a lot too as one of our panel of experts, along with people like DHS Doug Thornton. And we got quite a lineup over there, and you should really check it out and be a part of it, the commonsenseshow.tv. We try to operate this as much as revenue neutral, just to pay for, all we do, folks, really, is pay for bandwidth, because we want to make this service available to everybody, because it's commercial-free, censorship-free. So head on over there, the commonsenseshow.tv. Today's show, we're going to change our emphasis a little bit on our advertising, and I just want to make sure that everyone is clear on this. We are, we are entering the crisis period where intent is becoming obvious. I just did a podcast where I talked about the Sierra Club is spending $100,000 to try to redirect water away from control of the people on our conservation board here in Arizona, and they're using dark money also on top of the $100,000. And they want to eliminate family farms. This is about control of food and water, and this is how you manipulate people. So I'm going on the offensive, and I have alerted my national viewers on YouTube, and I'm doing it here too. You need to look into who's funding any control of water boards in your state, and you won't look very far until you find someone like George Soros, who's backing up these the Sierra Club and what they're doing. And they're after your food, folks. They want you to eat aquatics, plants, and bugs. And bugs they're already eating in London and many of their schools. I said it was coming. It's here. They're bringing it to you. They want to control your food. They want to control your water so they can eliminate you if you are dissident and not compliant. And it's that simple. So on that note here, we're brought to you by the best storable food company. It's one of the few that's still around. My Patriot Supply, 25-year shelf life. Food tastes just fine. 2,000 calories per day. Remember, you're not eating to maintain a diet. You're eating to keep the weight on when you go storable food. And they still have not raised their prices. They still have specials in effect on both the 4-week and the 3-month supply. And people say, how much should you get? 25 years worth? A little hyperbole maybe, but listen, it's a hedge against food inflation, which is out of control. It's a hedge against food unavailability unless you comply with government edicts. And along those lines, we're going to go to First Cousin to talk about the need for water filtration, because you may be scavenging water the way things are going. And don't take any chances. I believe everyone in your family needs one of these for volume's sake. And it's the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter, and we call it waterwithdave.com. They, too, have specials. They, too, have not raised their rates. So you got the food, preparewithdave.com. You got the water, waterwithdave.com. And now we got the nest egg. No, it's not food. But a lot of you, whether you have 5,000 or 5 million, you need to protect your money from the clutches of the government. The banks are in trouble. They're having secret meetings. We're going to be reporting on that over the next couple of weeks. And you would be wise right now to diversify, diversify, diversify. And this is why I have been an advertiser for Noble Gold for 5 years. I have been a customer of Noble Gold for 4 years. And they are really heavy into silver right now, because it's kind of like they're taking the mantra, if you can't beat them, join them. The new Green Deal is all about silver. It's all about silver, folks. Sometimes it's the main element. And silver is going to explode once these reconstruction projects of Biden become operationalized. Take advantage of the crest. Diversify into silver. Diversify into gold. Diversify into a gold-backed IRA that you won't lose if your bank fails. So how do you get a hold of Noble Gold? Well, I'm going to use my personal connection with them, goldbeforelate.com, and they will send you free information, but they will not call you because they won't pester you. You'll have to read and go, yeah, this is for me. You'll have to call them, goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. That's the emphasis we're going on right now with our advertising, because it's not like we're sitting here trying to make millions of bucks. We aren't. We're trying to help you get ready so we can stay independent of these malevolent monsters in their immoral ways. So please take advantage of these great offers that we have brought to your table. Bob, welcome to the show. I think our ads set the stage for where we're going this morning. Why don't you take a second and tell the listeners what they're going to be hearing from you today?
Okay, just a little, you know, I don't do this too often, Dave, but just a little bona fides on my part. I've been everywhere in the Middle East, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
know.
Everywhere.
I know.
Pakistan.
And China.
Throughout
and China.
China,
mm-hmm.
Malaysia, Australia, North Africa, Europe, some of the stands. I've been there, and you know, Asia, Japan too, you know, Philippines, all that. And it wasn't the tourist route. So I got a real feel for those countries in a way a lot of Americans can't get the feel for them. And you just learn what you would say methodologies. You learn how to read things that generally most people would miss. This is why, you know, we do teach that course on just surveillance detection, because it's not only just surveillance detection that you learn during that class. You learn to be aware of things that normally people aren't aware of. You know, when I walk out of a building, there's a certain protocol. If I'm in Home Depot and I walk out of Home Depot, it's usually in a shopping center, you know, there's other buildings attached to it. I'm always in that mode where I'm looking around. I scan the parking lot, I scan the rooftops, and just look around to see what's going on. I pay attention, looking in my rearview mirror. And when you start developing those habits, you start noticing things in the peripheral. You'll start to understand the world situation better because the nuances of what people say, what they don't say, and a lot of times, Dave, what people don't say is greater than what they say.
Mm-hmm.
You can interrogate people by just finding out what they're not saying. And that, a lot of times, says a lot. So, you know, in this world, what I want to do is just take a few minutes today, and maybe we can have an interactive conversation. I like doing that. But, you know, we're watching a paradigm shift in the United States. And I look at it from both a spiritual and practical level. If I look at Deuteronomy 28 or if I look at, you know, Romans 1, I see a nation, even though the Deuteronomy 28 was written specifically for the nation of Israel, the general principle applies for nations that follow God's law or reject God's law. And then the other thing we do is what we have is secular history, even though secular history is basically, you know, God's history with the religious aspect taken out, but you can still see the same thing is happening. And we look at all the great empires of the world, and you just see they all had the same conditions that brought about their destruction. You know, the breakdown of the family, the breakdown of sexuality, the breakdown of their money, the breakdown of their political philosophy that ruled their nation. You know, Rome did change from a republic, unto basically a monarch, a dictator. And we see that going on right now that, you know, we have changed away from a republic. In fact, they don't even use the word republic anymore. They use the word democracy. And I challenge people to really, and this shocks a lot of people when I say this, but communism is communal living. The definition of communism is a system that defines or that controls the aspects of production and the aspects of distribution because it's done communally. 51%. It's a communal effort. Well, Dave, if you look at democracy in its pure form and communism, they are the exact same political types of government. Even in communist Russia and in communist China, the leaders of each province or state or whatever the entity would be are democratically elected. People are voted in, and the system is rigged. This might sound a little familiar, so that only those who have, as Newt Gingrich said, have gone through the initiation rites, have gone through the right clubs, the right schools, are allowed into the club. If you're not, and we did have one exception recently, Donald Trump. And, you know, you can see what they did to him. He was not a member of the club. So they absolutely exfoliated the man, and they're not done with him yet. They're going to continue to do what they do. You know, he might come out on top. He's going to, you know, they're going to make a long, complicated road for him. But we see this transition right now, not only in the United States away from what we were. In fact, we've pretty much transitioned away from it, from a, you know, any kind of thing that would resemble a republic where the rule of law is king. Now the king or the governing body is what makes right and wrong. If the governing body says this is right, or we're going to prosecute you but not you, that makes it right. Obviously, we see, you know, they want to prosecute, you know, Steve Bannon, and yet there's Democrats that did the same thing. Former Attorney General, I'm forgetting his name. But anyhow, he denied a subpoena to Congress. I mean,
Eric Holder?
Eric Holder. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, they never get prosecuted. I mean, you know, we see somebody goes to prison because they had one email they taken home with them and got caught with it, and yet we have a Hillary, on the other hand, had hundreds of emails that were marked classified that she was running a private server. So we've seen this transition in the United States, and as we've done this, Dave, the American people need to understand that there are certain certain events that will necessarily take place because God is just. And that's what I just want to go through today just a little bit. I mean, I'm just reading an article right now. You were talking about food. You know, we are facing right now the largest chicken culling in the United States ever because of this avian flu. Have you been following that, Dave, with turkeys and chicken? I mean, this holiday season, turkeys could become very, very, very expensive because they've had to kill.
Yeah, that's intentional. And you look at Colorado.
Of course it is.
Colorado's lost almost 90% of that species. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, and so, you know, we keep talking about food, and yet there's a disconnect with people. And I'm, you know, I know it's a spiritual blindness on a lot of people. They just don't get it. But we just see over and over again this paradigm shift away from America, which was once the food capital of the world. We exported food to the world, and now we are having to import food because, you know, we're destroying our ability to manufacture fertilizer. Drought is destroying a lot of the farmland in America. Our farmland is being bought up by entities like Bill Gates and China, which are letting it run fallow. So Bill Gates is the largest holder of you know, agricultural property in the United States today. And so we're seeing this destruction, a paradigm shift away from when we were food sufficient to where now we're being food deficient. And in replace of what we used to enjoy, you know, chicken wings or, you know, a nice steak or, you know, whatever, ribs, as you mentioned earlier, they're substituting it with bugs. And I don't think Americans see the full ramification because it's like I said, an intelligence person, a person who works in intelligence, realizes that each little piece, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The colors of shirts, the clothing of a person tells a lot about them, the way they tie their shoes, the way they walk. All those things paint a picture of what you're dealing with. So if I look at a person and follow that person, look at the car he drives, look at the clothes he wears, look at where he goes, all of that tells me the type of person I'm dealing with. And yet in America or in the world, and we'll start with America and then we can go to the world. In America, we see that America used to, what you would say, dress GQ. You know, we had it together. We had our families together. We had our finance together. We had all the elements that make a successful nation together. We were on the cover of GQ magazine and the world knew it. The world looked to us because we were that person that everybody wanted to be. And today, if you put America on the front of GQ, it would be, you know, a androgynous, overweight, diseased, you know, unkept, slovenly dressed person. And yet we've not seen that paradigm shift for some reason, Dave. I don't know. You're a psychologist. What is it that has made America go from, and all you have to do is watch movies from the 1950s. We were watching North by Northeast, Alfred Hitchcock movie the other day with, was it Yves Saint Marie and Cary Grant. And you just looked how everybody was dressed so nicely. Everybody was fit and trim.
Yeah, and you look at the old baseball films from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. People going to baseball games like at Yankee Stadium, and some of the men were in suits and ties. It was absolutely incredible.
Most of them were.
Yeah, and so you asked me about. Here's what I think it is, Bob, and this is almost more of a sociology question. But in the 90s, we started something called grunge. And it was just filthy, unmatched clothes, torn and so forth. And wasn't it cool to have 100 holes in your jeans? And that was in the 90s. And grunge was associated with the underground, drugs and drug involvement, alternative music, outside the norm, anti-establishment attitudes. So it was kind of like a repeat of the 60s. Only the degradation of the appearance of the person was really in question, and grunge continued. It expanded. Listen, I don't care what people put on their bodies, but I'll tell you, your body doesn't stay the same. Wait till your 50s and 60s. You'll be sorry you put those tattoos on because they won't be where they originally were.
Yeah, they won't.
And so the thing I'd say is they started the tattoo revolution now, and you see these beautiful girls, for example, just marking up their bodies. And I come from the generation where I just don't find that appealing. And I'm not criticizing him. I'm just saying my personal preference. And what I see, though, is more of a intentional move towards third world country behavior. And the people there are dressed like that and act like that because they have to. Here in America, they made it cool to be that way. That's what I think happened.
Yes, so it's again, we have seen a paradigm shift away from what is normal to what is abnormal. And in doing that, it has not only affected the internal mechanisms of how the United States works. I mean, we just go and look at all the things we've mentioned so many times in this country. Our educational system now has become a communist, Marxist, transgendered, just freak show. I just.
That's the
I
next
look at
that's the next level. You're absolutely right, Bob.
Yeah, and so every level of of what was once our noble institutions have absolutely turned into freak shows. Our news media is absolutely hardcore communist Marxist freak show. Our monetary policy, I mean, no nation on the planet that ever wanted to maintain a credible financial policy would do what we're doing, spending trillions of dollars we do not have, and we think we can do it, and the only reason we can do it is because we are the global financial currency reserve. That's what we are. But that is quickly changing. Just like everybody used to want to go to Harvard. Now Harvard or Yale or Princeton have become absolute cesspools of degeneracy and communism. And more people are looking at that now, and the only people who want to go there realize, that's not a very conservative school anymore, even though it was founded by Christians for Christian people to present to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ. It has become a hotbed of absolute just degeneracy. And so again, the paradigm shift away from everything that was America to what we're at today has been catastrophic. It is the proverbial frog being boiled alive, and Americans haven't seen it. And this is what I want people to really grab themselves, and really, if you need to shake yourself, because everything, when you see our educational system destroyed, when you see our news media, I mean, there's no more Walter Cronkites out there. I mean, they're gone. A lot of people don't even know who he is anymore. That's gone. Law enforcement has absolutely been corrupted. When you see all those things happening, that the food that we eat has been corrupted, the medicine we take, you grab yourself and shake yourself and say, what do I need to do? And yet Americans are not doing that. They've really become so zombified that they think this is the normal, that what we see is normal. I mean, that it's okay to send your children to a place there's a good chance, or there's a 100% chance they're going to be sexualized. And there's a good chance they're going to be physically sexualized. And yet, we continue to send our children to an institution like that. Whereas when I grew up in the 50s and 60s going to those schools, those people would have, you know, probably not even made it to jail. And I don't advocate violence. I'm just saying that's just probably the reality of what would have happened. They would never have made it to jail. We saw a food industry where people, the food actually met the needs of people and nourished their bodies. And the question was, you know, back then, this is why, you know, you see an attractive woman like Eve St. Marie or a good-looking guy like Cary Grant. You know, they didn't live to eat. They ate to live. And yet, because we've become such a hedonistic society today, I mean, you just see people have that whole inversion has happened where people now, it's not just eating to live, it's living, so they just keep shoving more and more food down their throat. And the food that they're shoving down is filled with additives that make you hungry and that don't satisfy the body's needs, so you just have to fuel more and more of it in there, which manifests itself in, you know, obesity and disease and, you know, arthritis and all the rest of that. So, again, a paradigm shift away from what the normal is. And you know, that paradigm shift is taking place, like I said, not only internally, Dave, but externally. Where America, the dollar used to be sound as a dollar, or the member of the pound was sound as a pound. All those currencies have now been debased, and the once G7 nations, specifically the United States, which is the bedrock of the G7 nations, have so corrupted their currencies. We don't see what's happening around the world because, again, you don't get international news. And this is one of the reasons I like shortwave radio, because I can pick up, you know, Radio Moscow or China or, you know, all those other places and listen to international news. But we don't see the shift away from, you know, the pharmaceutical industry in the United States, because everybody knows it's there just to make money. As I stated, you know, I'm dealing with cancer, and all the reports I read on alternative treatments for cancer are written by either Asian or Middle Asian people, Pakistan, you know, India, or, you know, Chinese, Japanese. Those were the studies have come that are saying there are alternate treatments for cancers. But in the United States, it's one size fits all. And so you see this paradigm shift again. People now, instead of getting and going to American hospitals, they take medical vacations to India, where you can get a procedure done for a tenth the cost. The drugs don't cost $5,000 a dose. They're $10 a dose. And so there's this paradigm shift. And the medical industry, which once America, remember South Africa, was the same way. It did its paradigm shift. And today, South Africa, instead of doing the first heart transplant ever, which they did, you know, their country is going into disarray. And again, that country has gone outside the orbit of the United States and has now gone into the orbit of China. And that's, we'll bring that up in just a minute. But each of these things, I just want to, are monetary. Policy is moving away from the dollar, and each of these are going to have dramatic ramifications on your life. So Susie Jane and Billy Bob sitting there in their home, that monetary policy is going to have a dramatic change on your life, and you already see it happening because of inflation and the inability to purchase things. You know, you're having to contract your lifestyle because your money isn't worth what it was, because basically it's just worthless. And on top of that, Dave, I know we talked yesterday, and there's some, you know, if it's true, I'm just going to say that if it's true, you know, Uganda, which is now in the full influence of China, has announced that they have discovered $12 trillion worth of gold reserves in their country. Okay, $12 trillion. That is more than all the gold on the planet that's in existence in people's vaults. And China will be mining that. China is also doing their oil. And so,
well,
you know,
well,
when,
before you leave that point, Bob, I want to bring something up. And my conspiratorial mind, paranoid mind, leads to this. Uganda is shutting down as of yesterday because of reported Ebola. You know what? I get a feeling there's a consolidation going on right now that they don't want the public to know about, that they don't want the international media to know about. So we'll just say Ebola and everyone will be scared off. Meanwhile, they're beginning to organize for the extraction of that particular substance in combination with the Chinese. Do you think I'm being a lunatic
No,
here?
no, no, you're not. I mean, no. This is, I'm going to get a little ahead of myself right now, but this is the whole purpose of the war. This is the whole purpose of the war with Russia. It's about money. I mean, Ukraine is a gold mine, and it has been. I mean, just look at Hunter Biden, you know, becomes an oil executive when he's the only thing he was good at is crack cocaine. I mean, you know, that was his PhD in crack cocaine. You know, but he becomes an oil executive that's paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the money laundering and all the other things that go on there. So this war with Russia, the same as the war with Libya, wasn't about Muammar Gaddafi being a terrorist. I mean, he was a terrorist a long time, and we didn't do what we did. But it was when they wanted to move off the gold, I mean, the U.S. dollar, and go to a gold-backed currency, that all of a sudden, you know, the cackling, you know, person said, you know, we came, we saw, he died. Hack, 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 you know, if you remember that quote by Hillary.
I'm not laughing because she said it.
No, neither am I. I think it's deplorable.
When she said that on in an interview in the media.
That was demonic.
There you go. You just pulled the words right out of my mouth. Thank you.
It was demonic. Yeah. I mean, it goes beyond it. And the 40,000 innocent people died in that nation as a result of what we did. And it was all to protect, you know, our dominance in the world. And today, as you see Russia and China forming this alliance, these what I call, you could call the bloc nations. And I have a map here on the scuff in just a second in front of me. But this monetary policy, this is what's driving everything right now. This is what's driving the war, because we cannot act in a multinational manner. We have to act in a unilateral manner. United States, we've been on the top dog for so long, and our leaders have been able to exploit currencies and assets around the world. And now it's coming where there's challengers to that dominance. And the only solution these people have is war. You know, recently, China and India were at each other's throats. And just even 4 days ago, they're working diplomatically to solve those problems, to bring diplomatic resolution. And if you look at a map today, Dave, and I have one here right in front of me, you know, obviously what you would consider the Axis powers, okay, would be Russia, China, Mongolia tilts towards China, Kazakhstan tilts towards Russia. India now is coming more and more under the influence of China. Pakistan is in the influence of China, which Pakistan has tremendous lithium resources. Afghanistan also. Iran. We are now alienating our Saudi friends. Joe Biden has really alienated them, where, you know, now the Russians and the Chinese are going in there, once our steadfast allies in Saudi, which is a tremendous oil reserve for us, and we've used their oil. So now we're losing that. Iraq, by marriage, is tied to Iran. People don't understand that, because there's a lot of common marriage there. We don't know where Turkey would really fall into that. Ukraine, you know, I think Ukraine's going to end up being Vietnam in the end, where we just abandon it and it goes into North Vietnam's influence and becomes, you know, a Soviet bloc again. Belarus, obviously, is Soviet bloc. And then if you go to Africa, I mean, good grief, Dave, there's only a little bit of what you would consider ally nations left in there. Most of it is going into the Soviet or Chinese bloc, where they're developing the assets of those nations, which are tremendous. I mean, oil, coffee, gold, uranium, magnesium, all the strategic minerals, rare earth elements, that's there. North Korea has one of the largest rare earth element deposits on the planet. And then if you go across the pond, you're looking at Brazil now in the process of changing away from the United States, going into a more Marxist-type government. Argentina, Bolivia, Venezuela, you know, Mexico's kind of in between Cuba. And every day we go by day, we're seeing this paradigm shift. And again, monetary is just one of it. We have abandoned another one. We have abandoned energy independence. And now we are taking the wealth of the United States, our wealth, and we have to, instead of hiring American workers like the pipeline was going to do, we're now having to shift that wealth back to India, which is buying a lot of oil from Russia. So it's just, we're all buying it from Russia, and so we're shifting that wealth outside the country to nations that don't like us. Joe Biden with his hat in hand, Venezuela and all the Iran, all the other places. So all these paradigm shifts are going on right now. So we've talked about monetary, energy, agriculture. We mentioned agriculture earlier. Agriculture around the planet is really in decline. Again, this is why people should be buying your food, because we see agriculture across the globe going into decline. And for some reason, Europe and the United States have an absolute suicidal approach to growing food. We are the very industry which has made us one of the food producers of the world. Belgium takes the third largest food producer in the world. Now they're, fertilizer, nitrogen, ammonia, all that goes. Same thing in the United States. We're making it more and more difficult to be able for farmers to go out and grow, crops, raise animals.
Yeah, but this
and is... will we once again, the paradigm shift away from, food independence in the United States. We've moved away from energy independence in the United States.
No. It's not just the United States. This is global. You've kind of touched on this.
Agricultural is global, yes, absolutely.
No, but all this stuff eventually is going to be global. Here's where I'm going with this, okay? And I want to interject this here loudly and proclaim it loudly. And it's this. Number one, there's 2 points. Number one, this all comes from the World Economic Forum that takes their marching orders from the people that you'll never hear their names. That's number one. Number two, if anyone buys the BS that Tulsi Gabbard's had a religious conversion and all of a sudden she's a diehard constitutional advocate who had to leave the Democratic Party, that is BS. Let me tell you what she is, folks. She is for late-term abortion. She's for gun control. That will never change. This is who she was for years. Now, why is she doing this? Because I think she's been offered a way out. When she ran for president, she was becoming disruptive. And Hillary Clinton even tried to cut her funding. And this led to a big schism in the Democratic Party. And then all of a sudden, she disappeared. And she didn't run for Congress. And then she reappears now as a constitutionalist, invited to CPAC, Tucker Carlson, Fox News multiple times. Folks, don't believe it. She is a Trojan horse. And let me tell you what her purpose is. She's a Trojan horse who's going to start an independent run for president, not needing to win, not hoping to win, but to split the Republican vote so Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis cannot become the president in 2024. I want to get this on the record, Bob. I've been covering this for 8 months with her, and she has done nothing to convince me she's sincere.
Yeah. The Democratic Party, just so you know, regularly funds Republican campaigns.
Yeah, exactly.
And let me explain that. They fund Republican campaigns of people they know that they can beat. So if I've got candidate A, who's really a solid candidate, probably a threat, and candidate B, who's out there and, they know that they could easily beat him, they will dump a lot of money into candidate B's platform because they want him to be the person who they run against. This is the way they play dirty politics. And so, yes, there's an extreme possibility of what you're saying, that's actually what's happening, that she would be the candidate that would just take the vote. A lot of people would vote for him. Guys, she's an attractive woman.
She only needs 10 to 15% of the vote to wreck the 2024 election.
Precisely. So but anyhow, getting back, Dave, to the paradigm shift. We've seen it politically. I mean, there's definitely been a political paradigm shift in this nation away from a republic to a more communist government. So the agriculture, we're no longer the agricultural king of the world, we're no longer the energy king of the world, we're no longer the monetary king of the world, or we're quickly losing that. And the other thing, the paradigm shift is away from the industrial base of the United States. Our traders and government shifted all those factories to China, gave China very, very good deals, cheap labor, allowed those companies to leave, and so now we can barely produce anything. I was just reading a story the other day that, the U.S. military is gravely concerned about parts going into our ships and planes and so forth, tanks that are made in China, because we don't have the industrial capability to make them anymore. So again, this is a nation in decline, is what I'm describing, Dave. It's a nation in decline. So again, where we once manufactured our TVs, you know, we did. There was a time, Magnavox and Motorola and all those companies, Emerson, going way back, made TVs.
Yeah, well,
made the electronics.
Bob, I hear what you're saying. You're saying a nation in decline. Can I modify that? And feel free to disagree with me. I maintain this is a nation in collapse.
Well, again, you know, Dave, I agree with you, and I would say this. If I took one or two of those away, you would say a nation in decline. But I'm describing every one of these things being taken away. I mean, it's like, you know, if there's stones in a pond and I can step on those stones and cross the pond, you know, you take a couple out, I might be able to jump from one stone to the next because the one in the middle has been taken out. But if I take all the stones out of the pond, I can't jump across the pond. And that's what's happening. All the stones that gave us the ability to navigate this world, navigate the political realm of our country, all of it have been destroyed. The other one is the spiritual base of the United States. That's one of the largest ones, Dave. I would say that one is the linchpin, that the faith that once held the United States together, the Christian faith, you know, do unto others as you have them do unto you, the golden rule, all those principles that Jesus Christ taught in the gospel have now been replaced with Marxism, jealousy, envy, all the seven deadly sins, you know, that Christianity teaches. Instead of virtue, we have immorality and vulgarity. Instead of truth, we have dishonesty. Instead of being frugal, we have hedonism. Instead of physical financial policy, we have massive debt. And that's all based on the fact that we've abandoned those biblical principles. So again, that's the other thing, is the spiritual nature of the United States. And I totally agree with you. If one or two of those have been taken away, it would be a decline. But every one of these, Dave, have been taken away from us. Every one. And so, yes, it is. We're Felix Baumgartner jumping out of the balloon at 100,000 feet, going Mach something another, and you know, the Earth is rapidly approaching.
Do you agree? Do you agree that this is absolutely planned to the detail?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
The Great Reset. It's the Great Reset. And so, I mean, you know, Dave, I'm reading numerous articles now, and I've watched people as far as the corn futures, the wheat futures, all these futures, they're just not there. 25% less than what they're predicting, 30% less than what they're predicting. And so the food that's in the supply chain now was grown last year. The food that we're going to eat next year is being not grown now. Listen to that. It's not being grown now. So next year, all those futures that are 25, 30% off what they are, on top of the fact you have all these chickens and birds dying, we have a war on cattle, all that, next year, I think you're going to see a real problem. Now, in the United States, we do have homeless and starving people. I think you're going to see families have to reduce their budgets, reduce their caloric intake. But in the global, I think you're going to see a lot of starvation. I think there will be starvation in the United States because the United States is at the point where how much longer can we fund food stamps? How much longer can we fund welfare and Social Security and all this? Or if we do fund it, it just becomes funny money, worthless. You know, the German Reich money, you know, it just becomes worthless. So, Dave, what I've wanted to do is see that the United States is collapsing. And at the same time, I'm looking at this global map on my desk, the BRICS nations are being infused with absolute capital. You know, gold. China is already one of the largest gold holders in the world. So if I needed the moxie to pull off a challenge to the U.S. dollar, what better way to do it than, one, have a consortium of nations, not just one, but a consortium of nations so that one nation's weak, the others can pull it together, and have hard assets to back up that new currency that they have. And so this is the paradigm break or the conflict. We have our side is based on fake money, an illusion of wealth. Really, the paper money is worth nothing. And the other side is absolutely forming a currency based on hard assets, oil, timber, coffee, gold, you know.
I agree with your dichotomy here. Let me add one more thing to the front side of this dichotomy. So let's turn the coin back over to the debasement of the American currency, in which the dollar is becoming worthless. It's intentional, and these failed economic policies of Biden has done it. You can't take energy out of an energy-producing nation and not expect this to happen. But, Bob, here's what they're coming with. They're coming with enslaving digital mark of the beast.
Absolutely.
Currency.
That's the other element
of the takedown of America.
Well, that's where I was going after I finished this part of it. What's the purpose of all this? Because, Dave, people who go to Harvard or people who go to Princeton or Yale don't do stupid things like this unless it's intentional. People don't cut off their nation's oil supply, their energy supply, unless it's intentional. Let's just say, you know, I'm a 160 IQ Harvard graduate and, you know, international relations. So here I am thinking, you know what, I think I'm going to destroy our national energy policy and buy it from our enemies. Said nobody ever. I mean, you cannot say this is stupidity. It's just outside the realm of stupidity. It's in the realm of malevolence. That's what it is. It's designed intentional. And so when you look at that, you have to come up with the why. What are they trying to really achieve? Because, you know, you and I probably are really sick of people saying, why would they do that? They know it won't work. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, they know it won't work. That's why they're doing it. And there's that disconnect. So as we see, again, this block of nations, you know, the allies and Axis form, the Axis powers really are doing it better than we're doing it at this point by far. And it's our leaders' hubris. America's been the big kid on the block forever. I mean, it's, you know, when Rocky was in his 30s, he could go into the ring and beat Clubber Lane or, you know, all the rest of them, whatever. But now, you know, Rocky's in his 70s, and he can't go into the ring anymore and beat people up because he doesn't have it anymore. Well, our leaders are still thinking they still have some of this, and they don't. It's the king's clothes. He's walking down the street naked, and he doesn't even know it. And people really are just don't want to say that he's naked, but everybody knows he's naked. And the world is looking at us now and seeing, you know, this, I mean, horrible. What philosophy can we export anymore? American achievism, American greatness? No, we're exporting drugs. We're exporting porn. We're exporting this gender freakazoid stuff. And we're doing it under threat of either physical violence to the nation or monetary catastrophe to the nation. That's our philosophical exports. And as I look, you know, I've been to China. These people work like dogs. They don't get the luxury life that we get. I mean, I've talked to the average Chinese, and it's like, you live on 40 acres? You've got horses? They can't even understand that. But they work like dogs. They're working. And we want, you know, to take work less and less and have more and more fun. So, again, when you look at all that combined with the philosophical, you know, product of our nation, what we're exporting philosophically, the world does not want it. Half of Americans don't want it. Yeah. And the half that don't want it, we've been labeled terrorists.
Well, you're right, but let me go parallel to where you're at, and we're in total agreement, and I'm sure the audience is all nodding their head, but there's another element here, too, and it's called the education system, and here's what's happened. I began to see this about 25, 30 years ago, and it intensified, and now we see policies in San Diego County, for example, in their schools, where it's against policy to fail a black child. And I'm not saying we should go just fail black children. I don't think we should just go fail anybody. We need to provide tutoring and remediation for anybody that has trouble. However, the reason that I bring this up is because there's a general trend for all races in a lot of schools to just pass kids, even if they don't achieve. Let me tell you the end result of this. When America has to fight for her life, We have generations of Americans who are conditioned to underachieve and not work hard.
Dave, bingo. And again, no one who looks at a situation with empirical evidence is going to sit there and say it's better to teach what I'll call feelism and hedonism over simple arithmetic. You and I went, you're a little younger than me, but, you know, the flashcards, 2 plus 2, 2 plus 4, 6 times 6. You know, I still remember all those. Today, the 2 plus 2, well, where's a calculator?
Right.
They show them a digital clock.
You're right.
An analog clock with 2 o'clock, and they go, they can't even figure out an analog clock.
I remember one of the final years I was teaching in high school, and I was in the office, and some kid came in, and he was a decent student, a really nice person. And I said something about the time, and I looked up at the clock, and I looked at him, and I said, you don't know what that means, do you? He says, no, I have to see the numbers. And this was not a stupid person.
Again,
yeah, you're right.
No nation that really wanted to perpetuate itself in a credible manner would ever do that. That's why I'm saying all these blue bloods that have worked themselves into the positions of capital, into the positions of education, positions of industry and power in this nation are doing it deliberately, because you cannot do that. You can't be that stupid. Nobody can be that stupid to think that really will promote the nation. They know it. Now, there's a lot of trolls out there who absolutely, you know, the open mouth breather, drink the Kool-Aid people. They're out there, and they are firm believers, but the people at top laugh at them. And when their revolution is achieved, guess who the first ones to be eliminated are? Mm-hmm. Them.
The brown shirts, yeah.
Yeah, of course. So, again, you know, I think we've made a fairly decent case. You know, again, food crisis coming, and the potential of a nuclear first strike. And I just want to say this, and I say it. Now, I'm not saying Vladimir Putin will not use nuclear weapons, but I will not presume if one is used immediately that he did it. I just won't make that presumption, because there's a lot of other elements out there that would benefit from the fact of making him look like he used nuclear weapons. So, Dave, with what I'm saying, I just challenge people to really think about this and think about what I need to do. You know, I just did it this morning. I went on and there and typed in, you know, the Allied and Axis powers, and went to images on Google, and I pulled up a map, and it shows United States, you know, what we used to dominate globally, day by day. This is a 2020 map, Dave, I'm looking at. And even from 2020, you know, Saudi Arabia, India, all these other things that are falling into the Axis powers block, are that's what's happening. And we're becoming more and more isolated. Canada, it shows, as our neighbor and our ally. I know China's heavily involved there. Now they're heavily involved in Mexico. And so even in the last 2 years, you can just see the colors on this map fading away, more towards the Axis powers rather than the Allied powers. So what can we do? First of all, you know, I say this repetitively. You know, each person listening to me, we can have all the food, we can have all the night vision, we can have all the stuff we have, but if we die without the Lord Jesus Christ, nobody that's standing in judgment before the great white throne is going to ever say, well, Lord, at least I had 2 pair of night vision. They're not going to do that. You know, they're going to realize they've made the biggest mistake of their existence, and that was to deny the Lord of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, and what he did. And so I have to, the Holy Spirit implores me and motivates me to tell people to get your heart right, because this world is facing a catastrophe unlike anything else. They call it the Great Reset, but the discerning know it as the Great Tribulation. And it is going to be a catastrophe perpetrated upon the human race by Lucifer and his Luciferian minions that are going to cause not only the destruction of billions of people, the destruction of our food, the destruction of our air, the destruction of our water, all of it. And so that's the first and foremost thing people need to do, is if you're not walking with the Lord today, you know, I just implore you and encourage you to hear the Holy Spirit call your you know, call you and say, you know, come to me, ye that are laden and weary, and I will give you rest. You know, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's, I implore you to hear that. And then again, Dave, if I put if I have an apple and has mold on it, and I put it in with a lot of other nice, really looking, crisp, clean apples, that mold spreads very quickly to the nice, good apples. And it's not that we don't, you know, ever talk to people that are wicked. We do. We preach the gospel to them. But we really have to surround ourselves with people that are going to build us up on our faith and our courage and our convictions today. You know, you need to surround yourself with people saying, you know, Dave, you know, I know it's hard, but you can make it. You know, God's going to give you strength. You're an overcomer. That's what we need to surround ourselves with people like that.
This is why Christianity will soon be under major attack. They can't allow...
Well, it's based on love.
Well, they can't... That, yes, but they can't allow the community of support to continue to exist that's outside their satanic realm.
No. Because their realm was built on hate. All you got to do is look at it. Everybody's supposed to hate everybody. I'm white, so I'm a supremacist. I mean, I was born this way. It's just, you know, everybody falls into this group where they have to make everybody hate everybody. And you know, I just refuse to play the game because you know, when you really get to know a good brother or sister, that's whatever. It doesn't matter what flavor they are.
Nope.
Man, you have unity of the spirit. I don't care if it's a brown flavor or yellow flavor.
I learned
flavor
that
or
lesson
whatever.
As an athlete. I learned that lesson as a coach. I've learned that lesson in my church. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
You know, here's the thing. Talk to anyone who's been to combat. Do you think they see race? Oh, no way. That's my brother that's got my six.
They want to finish the race.
There you go. Exactly.
And come out.
Bob, we got a few minutes left here, and we got four to be exact. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about some of the things at Ready Made Resources. And this is not a cheap plug. Ladies and gentlemen, I started to show off with food and water and diversification to protect your nest egg. And this is the time we live in. We are in free fall collapse right now. And all you got to do is look at the numbers. And so Bob specializes in things that can help you mitigate some of these damages that are being done to us. So Bob, take a couple of things and talk about them.
Well, first of all, I just want to say we have two educational courses coming up because I think a trained mind is a better mind. And so we have a course coming up in November that Doug Thornton will be teaching, Active Shooter, teaches you what to do if you're ever in a situation where you have some nut that's gone crazy with a gun and how to save yourself or save others, protect your life. And then in December, we have a guy by the name of Steve Rise. He's a Green Beret medic, also SEER trained. He'll be doing a TCCC course, Tactical Combat Casualty Care course, where you're going to get to learn advanced medical procedures. So if you find yourself upon people who've been injured, you know, bleeding, breathing problems, all those, you'll know what to do. You'll be the hero there. So they can go to my website. At the top, there's an actual banner up there. You just click it, and it'll take you to the courses, and you can sign up for them. They are very, very popular courses, and people really get a lot from them. But with that said, we also sell, you know, I'm a big proponent of radio communication, being able to communicate back and forth with people in a disaster, being able to listen and gain the intel of what's going on in my community and world, shortwave radio, and then also having the special optics so that at night you can actually see very, very well. The special optics today are night vision thermal are just next level. You know, they would have been godlike units a couple hundred years ago. I mean, people would have thought, oh my gosh, this is godlike technology because I can see in the dark completely. So we have an abundant supply of those. We do offer financing. And the other thing I do, usually two or three times a day, somebody calls and I spend a half an hour on the phone with them talking through different issues. And I'm willing to do that. If people call me, you know, I'm willing to talk with you about the specifics of what your need is. Concerning, you know, your family preparation program. And if they just call me at 800-627-3809, I'll be glad to talk with them. Or if they go to readymaderesources.com, I'll also, you know, you can purchase stuff and we'll get it out to you.
Give out that number again, Bob.
Okay, it's 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. And I appreciate when, I just want to say, anybody who comes and purchases from my website, you keep me in business. You also keep me being able to talk like this, and, you know, share with Dave. So, just, I truly appreciate when people patronize my website.
No, and you alluded to something earlier today, and this is about your resume. I know there's things you can't talk about, but you have had experiences prior to even being in the survival business that really has enabled you to analyze what's going on because you've seen it in other countries. Is that a fair summary? And we got 20 seconds.
Yeah, I'd say very few people have the resume I have.
Exactly.
I'll say that.
I know. I know your resume is. I mean, look, at we bring Doug Thornton on here. You mentioned Doug. He's my broadcast partner on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. This man has seen combat. He's been a contractor, and he's been DHS on the front lines. This is what we have over at the TV show. And, Bob, we need to set up a TV show date here, too, and I'll call you after we're off. But this has been eye-opening, folks. We are in free fall. You need to recruit people to become Christian, and you need to recruit people to stand up for America. They're not necessarily exclusive, but one doesn't necessarily cross over to the other. Bob, thanks so much for joining us, my friend. We are out of time. Look forward to having you back.
God bless, Dave. Thank you. Bye-bye.